Ephesians chapter 4, if you have your Bible, stand with me in honor of reading God's Word this evening. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1. We'll begin at verse 1. The Bible says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all, and I like this, and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it? But that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and for the edifying of the body of Christ. I want to preach tonight for just a little while, if God will be my help, on this thought, what Jesus did for me. What Jesus did for me. As we look at this tonight, and Paul here is telling the Ephesians that because of the power and the glory that he had seen through the Lord Jesus Christ in chapter 3, he says, therefore, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord. Amen. He said, Paul said, something has done got a hold of me. Amen. He said, I'm not my own, but said, something's got a hold of me. Amen. I'm glad something got a hold of me. Amen. When before something got a hold of me, I was out of control. I was spinning off in my own direction, doing my own thing. But praise God, something got a hold of me. What was it, preacher? It was the Lord Jesus Christ through the Holy Ghost of God. He got a hold of my heart and saved me from a devil's hell. Amen. Praise His holy name. But He said, I beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you're called. Amen. In other words, where you start out, praise God, you need to finish. Hey, when I do marriage counseling, I use this verse a lot, the vocation where we come. If the Lord's put two people together and you start out together as man and wife, the Bible said that we need to continue in that thing. And amen, we're supposed to put out our best effort in the endeavor. Amen. Amen. He said we do all things as unto the Lord. Ain't that what the Bible says? We're supposed to do all things as unto the Lord. That even includes our relationships. Amen. If we do it as unto the Lord, praise God, it'll work. Amen. Hey, did you hear me? I said it will work. Amen. If we get hooked up right from the beginning. If we don't get hooked right from the beginning, it won't work. But praise the Lord, if we put God first. Paul said, I'm a prisoner of the Lord Jesus. Amen. He said that you walk worthy of vocation, wherewith you're called. He said, here is how we do it. He said we do it with lowliness and meekness. And with long suffering. That sounds kind of like we may put the other person first. That we might think about somebody else more than we think about ourselves. Amen. Forbearing one another in what? In love. That means the love of God is shed abroad in your heart. And you can share that with somebody else. Boy, if there's ever been a time that we need love, we need it now. And we need to be long-suffering, forbearing, amen. Lifting up others, praise God, and esteeming our brother better than ourselves. Amen. If we could get to that point in our lives, praise God, we could go on with a shout instead of a pout. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. God loves a peacemaker. Amen. Somebody wants to keep the peace. Somebody wants to build up instead of tear up. We're living in a world today. These people come along and they'll come right in here if we'll let them and they'll tear stuff up. Amen. Amen. They would. Brother Dean was saying in the prayer, the devil would like nothing more to come in here and tear this little church all to pieces. He sees folks getting help. He sees families are getting saved. He sees youngins getting in, praise God, and he don't like it. Amen. Amen. The devil hates that. Because he don't want no... Hey, he'd just like to drag everybody off into hell with himself. He would. Every one of us. That's why we got to. That's why Paul was telling Peter. He said, we need to stay together on this thing. We need to stay united. We need to keep a common front because our adversary, the devil, walking about as a roaring lion, seeking whom we devour. He's out to devour and destroy and tear up. But we've got to stay together, praise God, in unity. Amen. Hey, listen, folks. I'll tell you, it's a whole lot easier to fight this old, the fight the devil off, praise God, when there's a whole bunch of us together than to fight it by yourself. And I won't say tonight, you don't have to fight the devil by yourself. Amen. You've got brothers and sisters in Christ right here in this place that we can get a hold of, praise God, and let's just like Brother John did and say, hey, look, we need somebody to pray. Amen. And we get to get a hold. Thank God for cell phones. Praise God, you can go out just a few minutes and you can reach out and touch a whole lot of people. Get some people on their knees praying, praise God, that God had intervened, Lord, in the lives of His people. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that first thing you know, you can begin to feel those prayers. It's just like the heavens is bombarded with God's people. Saying, oh God, please help this young. Please help this dear sister. Please help this person. Amen. What is it? That's unity, praise God. That's coming together in a common cause, praise God. In a common love, praise God. Esteeming our brother, lifting them up. There's no better way to lift up a person than lift them up in love to the Lord. Amen. Hey, I can encourage you here a lot. We ought to encourage each other more. You know what? I tell our parents all the time. It's a whole lot easier to encourage some kid, like one of our kids, when he's doing right than it is try to punish him when they do wrong. Now, we need to do both. Bible says if we spare the rod, we don't love the child. Amen? Amen? Amen. Don't get quiet on me now. Preach. I'm still in the book. Amen. Amen? If we don't spank our children, Bible says we don't love them. When they do things, when we tell them no and they do it anyway, then the Bible says we're supposed to correct them. Amen? Amen? But praise God, when they do right, we need to encourage them. Amen? You take a young'un that's trying to do right and encourage him, praise God, when he does right, and it does a whole lot more good than spanking him when he does wrong. Amen. Both are necessary. But one, hey, me and you take, we do better with encouragement than we do discouragement. Amen. When we come along and we begin to encourage and lift up each other. Now I'm going some here with this, just hang on. Amen. Just encouraging one another, that bond of peace, that unity. He says, there is one body and one spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. Amen. He said, there's one body of believers. Amen. Those that's born again, praise God. Those that's been called by the Holy Ghost, God. Those that's been touched by the sweet Spirit of God. Amen. And they've repented of our sins and we've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, there's one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, one Father of all, who is above all, through all, and in you all. Now, would you notice something? There's one Lord, but there's many lords. Amen. There's one faith, but there's many faiths. Amen. There's one baptism, but there's many baptisms. There's one God, but there's many little gods. Amen. There's one Father in heaven, but there's many fathers. Amen. But he said, he's one, praise God. The one that we know. One God and Father who of all, who is above all and through all, and he's in you all. If we're children of God, if we've been saved, praise God, he's in us. There's a presence, there's a presence of God in us tonight, praise God, if we're a child of God. The presence of God, it's real, it's there. Amen. He said, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Amen. How much you get, praise God, as much as you need. Amen. God's grace is sufficient for every need, praise God. And we get it, glory be God. It's a gift through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Ain't so many people today, they're crippled through high for crutches. I said, well, we can be religious, we can do our sermon, we can do our own thing without the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, if you do, that's all you've got is a form and fashion of religion without true salvation. You don't have no hope. Amen. 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 But the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, through the grace of God, He manifests Himself to us. He gives us all that we need for every occasion. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, praise God. Thank you, Jesus, for what you did for me. What Jesus did for me, what he did for you. Saved us from a devil's hell, amen. That's what he did. The measure of grace was extended down to you. When? Whenever. Pray God, when you needed it. When you was lost in your trespasses, dead in your trespasses and sins. You was condemned already on your way to hell. Amen. I will say hell's real. They're candy coating it today. The new versions call it Hades. Amen. There's not a whole lot of people know what Hades is. A lot of different interpretations of Hades. But I want to tell you, there's only one interpretation of hell. Amen. Amen. That's a place that's hot, praise God, where there's fire and brimstone, where the worm dieth not, where a man's tormented and tortured forever and ever. That's hell. Amen. It's just as real today as it was, praise God, when that rich man died and went there. And he's still there today. Still begging, desiring, would love to have somebody to give him one drop of cooling water. Amen. But we see the Lord Jesus. He said, wherefore, verse 8, wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. But wait. He said, now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? Amen. But he said he first descended into the lower parts of the earth. Amen. He went down, praise God, into the pit. Praise God. He went down into the heart. The earth is just like a big donut with a hole in it, praise God. And hell is in the center. Paradise was in the center. And the Lord Jesus Christ descended down, praise God, into the heart. Yeah. Amen. Hey, why? Because he had to get to the heart of the matter. Amen. When God needs to get to the heart of the matter, he ascends into the heart. He always has and he always will. Amen. He ascended down into the heart. Praise God. You say, well, preacher, why did he do that? I'm going to show you in a minute. Why did the Lord descend? Why did he go down in the very pit? Why did he go down there, praise God, into the heart of the earth to begin with? Because he had to make a deposit. Amen. I was reading and studying out here this morning, and I was thinking on this, and I got to thinking about this. Bible said that Jesus has the keys to death and to hell. Amen. He owns them. They're his. I'm like Brother Bill. I don't think nobody else ever had them. Amen. He ascended down there. Praise God. I believe he ascended down there with them. Praise you, God. He opened it up. He throwed it open. Praise God. And he said, here I am. Amen. Amen. Said the prophets of old told you I was coming. Praise God. Here I am. Amen. Praise the Lord. Look over 1 Peter chapter 3. Let me show you something. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18. The Bible says, for Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Now I read that slow because I want you to get that. Amen. What Jesus done. Amen. He took upon himself death. He allowed himself to die. Amen. Amen. You know, who did he die for? He died for me and you. He died for old sinners like us. Amen. He took glory to be. He took death upon himself, praise God. He became death for me and you. So praise God, when we accept him and the free pardon of sin, we don't ever have to die. Amen, glory. When they roll old Jeff Massey up here and say, oh, bless his heart, he died. You say, no. That little old preacher boy is just beginning to live.
Amen.
Right. Amen, glory to God. Amen. Jesus, praise God, became death for me and you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen, praise God. I want to tell you something. Brother Dean, when a saint of God dies, nothing of God dies.
Amen.
Amen. You hear me? When a saint of God dies, Brother Jeff, nothing of God dies.
Amen.
We only just begin to live, praise God. Thank God. What Jesus did for me. That's what he did for me.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. He said, preacher, how do you know? Because he said he did. He put the death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. by which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison. Amen. Went and told that wicked bunch. He said, look what you've done. You've done it. Now say, praise God, here I am telling you that the work's done. Amen. He says, which sometimes were disobedient when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah. While the ark was a preparing, wherein few, that is eight souls, were saved by water. Amen. It's through the Word of God. Amen. That's what saved them. It wasn't the water. It wasn't baptism, praise God. It was the Word, praise God, of God in which they were saved. Because while Noah was a preaching, praise God, he was believing what he preached. Amen. Praise the Lord. To the like figure, whereunto even baptism doth also now save us by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen. It's because of him, because he got up, praise God. Amen. He went down into the grave, but glory be to God, the grave couldn't hold him. Amen. He come out of there. Bible says, who has gone into heaven, verse 22, and is on the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him. Amen. You say, well, preacher, he died. He lost all of his authority. No, he gained all his authority. Amen. He retained all his authority. Praise the Lord. Bless his holy name. In 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4, the Bible says, for if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, that's what's right in the eyes of God, amen, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with a overthrow, making them an ensample unto those that after should live ungodly. And deliver just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. Amen. For that righteous man dwelling among them in seeing and hearing vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. Amen. The Bible says here that sin was there. And because of sin, hell was established. And the angels that left their first estate, that turned their back on God, were cast out into the pit. Amen. Where death and hell is where they went. Amen. That's where they went. But praise be to God, when Jesus died, glory to God. Amen. He died for the sins of the world. He died for the sins of mankind, for me and you. Amen. So what took place? Let me show you something. Revelation chapter 20. Revelation chapter 20 speaks of a great white throne and him that sat on it, verse 11, from which face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things. Now you notice the dead, not the living, but the dead. Amen. This great white throne judgment is a judgment of the dead. Amen. If you're a child of God, praise God today, you're not dead, but you're alive. Amen. And you'll live forevermore. Amen. You'll never die. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. Now listen to this. And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. Now the Bible says, let me tell you this before I go on. The Bible says we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen. Romans 3:23, ain't that what it says? We've all sinned, Jesse, and come short of God. Amen? Short of the glory of God. We've all sinned. Romans 6:23, what does it say? But the wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death. What brings death? Sin. Amen? that sin brings death. Sin leads to death. If we sin, we die. Amen. Have you ever sinned? When we're all going to die, right? Amen. If you're a child of God, let me show you something. The Bible says, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire, which is the second death. Amen. What Jesus did on that day, praise God, when He ascended into the death, praise God, He took the sins of the whole world, Brother Jeff, and He made a deposit in hell. Amen. He took every sin, praise God, that a man would ever count, praise God, and He deposited in hell.
Amen.
And one day, praise God, when it's all, hey, that's why we're fireproof. Praise God, our sin has done been deposited. Amen. It's been put in the pit. It's been, and one of these days, it's going to be cast into the lake of fire.
Amen.
Amen. What Jesus done for us, praise God. He made a deposit. He took death, praise God, into hell. I mean, where it belongs. He took our death upon Himself and He made a deposit in hell. Amen. Boy, I got a hold of that. I said, whoo, praise the Lord. Amen. I said, that death, that's what I've got. That's my wage of sin. I said, hey, wait a minute. I'm not going to receive that wage because I accept the Lord Jesus Christ. What did He do with that death that I was going to have? Praise God, He deposited in hell.
Amen.
Death ain't mine no more, praise God. Amen. Death belongs to demons of hell. Death belongs to Satan and the servants of hell.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Tell you what, a saint of God ought to shout. Amen, Lord, we ought to shout with it. We ought to drop at the hat and shout, drop a hat, praise God, and throw it down ourselves.
Amen.
Amen. If you're a child of God, if you've been born again, praise God, the devil can't threaten you with hell.
Amen.
Yeah, that's I like what Jacob said. Say he's been made fireproof, praise God. Amen. He can't burn now, not if he wanted to. Amen. He's been made fireproof. Said death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. Death being that reward of sin. Amen. We earn death in this old world. We earn it because of our sinfulness. But the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, He stepped out of the throne of grace, came down to where we was, lived in this old world, lived as 100% man and 100% God, walked a perfect life, praise God, never done nothing wrong. Amen. The just for the unjust. He went to Calvary for me and you.
Amen.
He took our sin upon Himself. He took our death upon ourselves. Praise God. He took it upon Himself. Praise the Lord. So we wouldn't have to bear that burden. Amen. That's why He said, praise God. He said, hey, He said, I'll swap loads with you. So, Brother Jeff, He said, my load's light. Amen. I'll take yours and you take mine. Amen. Praise the Lord. He took the load of death. He took a load of sin. He took a load of transgression. He took a load of iniquity. Amen. He took it all upon Himself and He took it to the cross of Calvary. He died for the sins of the world. I mean, there was such a load of sin on Him that at the darkest time in His life, He said, my God, why hast Thou forsaken me? He felt like He had been left all alone. God never forsook the Son, praise God. He just turned His back on the sin.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And allowed the Son to do the work that He came to do. To finish, praise God, that work on Calvary. Amen. Took that load of sin and became... I took that load of death. Praise God, it belonged to me and you. So that we don't have to carry it no more. Jesus carried it for us. Praise God, He made a deposit. Amen. In our name. So praise God, this is the sins of that old preacher up there. Praise God, He cast them in that lake of fire. Praise God. And He locked the door up where they could never be brought out again.
Amen.
Amen. Glory be to God. Amen, praise God. He's got the key, praise God. And ain't nobody can get it back out.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad God let us make sure. He let us know, praise God, that He was in control of all that. Amen. You know why? But that way He don't have to do it again.
Amen.
He done it once for all. Praise God. He died one time for all old sinners so that we could go free. Amen. The Bible says in back in Ephesians chapter 4, he said, now that he ascended, what is that? He also descended first to the lower parts of the earth. He went there to make that deposit for old sinners. Amen. That he descended, or he that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. See, I like it. My Savior went down there and he made that deposit for us. He got rid of death once and for all. Amen. Amen. He said, one of these days that death's going to be brought out and the laws to praise God, and he's going to be cast in the lake of fire. Never be remembered no more.
Amen.
Amen. But said, Jesus done that. And said, then he said, okay. He said, that's enough. This is all finished. He said, now I got to go. He walked back through. He locked that gate back on into the pits of hell. Amen. There's nothing that's ever been there. I'll never get over to here. Amen. He went through them old saints of God. He said, young'uns, are you ready? Let's go. Amen. And the resurrection took place. Hey, there was people walking around in Jerusalem. Praise God. Oh, Uncle Joe was a walk in the street telling people about how good God was. I said, well, praise God. I remember old Uncle Joe when he walked in this world. He was telling people about how good God was. Wait a minute. There's Uncle Joe. He's a walking streets of Jerusalem. And he's telling people how good God is. Amen. He said they was seen after the resurrection. Amen. Some of them old saints of God had died. And the Lord, they was seen. Amen. Why did they remember that? Because they remembered they was old saints of God. Amen. Wasn't just common old Joe, but he is Joe the Beloved. Amen. He had something in his heart, praise God, that went with him to the grave and came up out of the grave. Amen. Praise the Lord. Death could no longer hold him. Death had been paid for in full. Amen. Oh, Uncle Joe, all them old saints, God, they come up out of there. Praise the Lord. He took captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Amen. Now, he said he might fulfill all things. Now, listen to this. I'm done. Said he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. Amen. He said he gifts people for certain things. Amen. According to their abilities. Praise the Lord. I appreciate people that use their gifts that God gives them according to their abilities. Amen. He said, what do you use them for, preacher? He said, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and for the edifying of the body of Christ. Amen. So what do we do with that? God's the talent that God gives us, we use it for God. Amen. We use it for Him. He said He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. But He said it was all for the perfecting of the saints. Amen. For bringing us to maturity. Amen. That's what we're in this for, is to bring us to maturity. To mature, be perfect in Christ. For the work of the ministry. See, God's got something for all of us to do. Amen. Every one of us, God's got for us to do. Amen. As Brother Baker said Sunday morning, the Lord needs laborers. Amen. He didn't say He need preachers and teachers and deacons and Sunday school teachers. He said He need laborers. Amen. The fields are ripe already to harvest. In other words, that already means they've been ripe for a while. But the laborers are few. Amen. So what do? We just tell people about Jesus. Say, you know, Jesus took death for me. What? Say, I don't die. I'm not dying no more.
Amen.
Jesus took death for me. It was the wage of sin. I deserved it. But praise God, my Savior, what He did for me, He took death for me.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That means I don't have to die. I'm going to live forevermore. You start telling people that.
Amen.
They'll be talking about, they'll say, that Dean Marler, he's crazy as a coot. Running up and down the hall and telling people he's never going to die.
Amen.
Amen. Telling people he's going to live forever. He's crazy. Amen. He's just hopping on one foot. Yeah, crazy about Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank God for what He did for me. Thank God for what He did for you on the cross of Calvary. Praise the Lord. Amen. For the work of the ministry. He says, it's all for the edifying of the body of Christ. You know what that means? You know what edifying is? Edifying is lifting up. Amen? In other words, he said, all the gifts that God gives us. Hello? Now think, I want you to think on this again, and I'm done. All the gifts that God gives us in this old life that we can do in our physical body is for the edifying the church, for lifting up, for encouraging.
Amen.
Now listen, I'm not done. If there's anything that we do in this body that's discouraging and pushes down instead of lifts up, then guess where it come from? Amen. It don't come from God. Amen. It don't come from God. So he says, well, God's put us in a position to use our gifts, our talents, amen, to minister, to edify, to uplift. We need to make sure that all that we do for the brethren and sisters and the family of God, praise God, is lifting up.
Amen.
Because there's no time or place for tearing down. Amen. We need to be lifting up. We need to be encouraging one another.
Amen.
Why? Because what Jesus did for me. Amen. What did Jesus do for you? He saved you?
Amen.
Are you saved today? How many of you saved?
Amen.
Amen. I believe about everybody, almost everybody in here is saved. There's a few. You're just on the verge of getting in. Amen. But praise the Lord. Listen. Listen, if he saved you, then he took death for you. Amen. So that you don't have to die no more. Amen. When a saint of God dies, nothing of God dies. Amen. When a child of God dies, nothing of God dies. Amen. Why? Because it's preserved forever and forever and forever.